This is Victor Novak, the brewmaster for Golden Road Brewing. When I want to tap the very best in food news, I catch the SoCal Restaurant Show. Let's go Halos!
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to be here. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Hey, we are down at the Orange County Fair, which is on now through August 15th. And of course, we have to talk about the outrageous fair food. But not only does it have to be visually appealing, but the taste has to be there too. And one of the masters of all of this at the fair, who is also known as the master of fun food, is Chicken Charlie Bogosian, who has four rather large stands well positioned all around the Orange County Fair. And it is a pleasure to welcome Chicken Charlie back to the show. Charlie, thanks for hanging
in
there.
Thank you.
Thank you so much
for having me.
Charlie, believe me, always enjoy chatting with you and always enjoy tasting your food even more. Charlie, we should point out to our listeners that you have a lot of energy and you come across as being very enthusiastic. And that's the way you are, whether you're on the radio or you're running from one stand to another stand at the OC Fair. So I just want our listeners to know that, you know, Chicken Charlie is the genuine article. And thanks. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Charlie, thank you so much. Thank you. I absolutely love what I do. I'm so blessed to be able to do this every day.
Charlie, that comes across. And first and foremost, you enjoy feeding people. And as we've discussed, food brings people together. And that is certainly something that Chicken Charlie does.
I love it. Yeah. You know, you mentioned good taste, not just presentation. It's so important. You can't just make it look good. It has to taste good. And you have to be able to produce it. And produce it in masses and still have it taste good and have it be fresh. Well, it's an art, really is, trying to do what we do at the fair and producing it, making it taste good, keeping it fresh, keeping it healthy. And at the same time, you know, it has to look good. The presentation's got to be there so people want it. But I like to add to all that the crazy twist to it. You know, when you got something like a bacon-wrapped pickle or, you know, you put a chicken breast inside of a donut, or some of the other, and fried Kool-Aid. These are all old inventions, the peanut butter meatballs. They're all wacky. They're all crazy. And so, you know, you're right. They got to taste good. If they don't taste good, you're not going to win this game. We all work too hard for our money.
No kidding, Charlie. I mean, they'll buy it once and that's it. And then, you know, also negative word of mouth, as we know, is much more powerful than positive. Now, Charlie, you mentioned something that was important. In addition to all these outrageous fried foods that you do some really wonderfully healthy items, too. One of your signatures is the Maui Bowl. Tell our listeners about the Maui Bowl that they might not be familiar with, because, again, you know, you have something for all tastes.
Well, thank you so much for mentioning that. I don't usually talk about the healthy stuff because I don't know why. We're always talking about the fried stuff. But, yeah, the Maui Bowl is, you know, it's just a fresh grilled thigh meat, chicken thigh meat. And with the house-made teriyaki sauce, we use fresh pineapples as the base. And basically it's marinated in it. And then after it's grilled, it's tossed in it. And it sits inside the shell of the pineapple with the chunks of the pineapple and very buttery rice that we make. It's one of our best sellers. It's hard to go to. It's my favorite. You also can get it with shrimp, and that's done at the Pineapple Express. There's two locations of that, one in front of the hangar and one in front of Kittyland. But it's a really, really fun presentation. It looks so fresh, and it's grilled, not fried, coming from the fry guy. That's funny.
Hey, but, you know, Charlie, it's you know, you need to appeal to all constituencies, and that's why we wanted to point that out to our listeners, because there are different ways to go. And it just happens to be a favorite of mine because it's a well-executed dish. Now, Charlie, getting back to what's new from Chicken Charlie for this year, tell us about what you are doing with this wonderful Filipino specialty called lumpia, because you definitely have put your twist on that.
Well, I love lumpia. I'm a big fan and always have been. And, never really felt the need to sell it at any of my restaurants or at the fairs or whatever, because I always buy it wherever I see it. So one day I was thinking about how people do the French fries with the vanilla shake. And I was having the lumpia, and I thought, you know, I'm going to go get me a scoop of vanilla ice cream and see what happens here. So I got a scoop of vanilla ice cream and dipped my lumpia, chicken lumpia, into the ice cream and took a bite. And it was so good. I was like, okay, that's it. We're adding this to the menu. And it's been going really well. We're people are enjoying it. We're selling a lot of it. And it's just a fun item. I mean, I don't expect you to eat lumpia with ice cream every day, but at the fair, it's perfect.
Charlie, as you say, you know, this is where people experiment.
And I make a pineapple compote that I put on it. Basically, it's a sweet and sour sauce. It's 50% sweet and sour and 50% fresh pineapple chunks, or, you know, the meat of the pineapple in a blender. And that goes on top of the ice cream. So when you're dipping in it, you still get that sweet and sour pineapple flavor from that compote that goes on it. It's really good. And it's topped off with powdered sugar.
Oh, of course. Can't leave out the powdered sugar. And our listeners should know that the chicken lumpia with the pineapple compote and ice cream, this has been getting a very good reaction. So again, you know, before you shrug your shoulders, give it a taste. Now, Charlie, probably the most outrageous thing you're doing this year in terms of the combination of the sweet and savory. Give us the 411 on the buffalo brownies, because this one's hard to imagine.
Okay, you ready for this? Okay, basically, we take a healthy, beautiful brownie, and we dip it in batter and fry it. And then I did that years ago, 10, 15 years ago. It was delicious. We topped it off with chocolate and powdered sugar. But one day I'm sitting there eating a spicy chocolate bar, and I thought, I wonder what a brownie would taste like if it was dipped in buffalo sauce. And I did it. I loved it. So what we do is we take a brownie, dip it in batter, fry it. Now you got a fried brownie. And then we dip that in a buffalo sauce like you would a chicken wing. And then I put a scoop of ice cream on it only to offset some of that heat. But, yeah, the chocolate of the brownie, the cakiness of it, along with that buffalo sauce, is when I did it, and I wasn't on drugs, by the way. I don't do drugs. So that was a very sober situation. And it was very good. It was delicious. You know, it's new. It's new this year.
You know, Charlie, what comes out of your mind, you know, it becomes fun for the fairgoers. But, you know, that one, when I was reading the description, it was, yeah, I think Charlie's gone over the top on this one. Now, Charlie, for our listeners, and we do have a lot of listeners in San Diego, when you're not at the Orange County Fair now through August 15th, you actually have a full-service restaurant in Rancho Bernardo called Chicken Charlie's Table. Tell us about that, because I believe you also have a full bar there, which is kind of unexpected.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a full service restaurant with a full bar, and we have Kool-Aid on tap, along with all the local beers and of course, Jack Daniels. It's full liquor. But the cool thing about this place is I live in Poway, so it's near my house, and it's a fun restaurant. I go there all the time. So when you're not at the Orange County Fair, go there if you're feeling in the mood for some of the fair items that we have on our menu. You can see the menu on chickencharlies.com or on our Instagram page. But I also have a place in Belmont Park, which is in Mission Beach. That's where the roller coaster is, our funnest part of San Diego. It's there all year. And I sit with a trailer, like we do at a fair, right next to the roller coaster on the beach. It's a really cool deal. We've been there almost a year now, and mid-August would be a full year. And you can get a lot of fun fair items there on the beach, on the boardwalk in San Diego.
And so that, in terms of what you have there in Mission Beach, Charlie, that is a stand, a fair stand. So you're really getting the fair experience, you know, 12 months a year. And there's even a roller coaster nearby. I mean, you know, deja vu.
Yeah, you know, the Belmont Park is a beautiful, if you haven't visited Belmont Park, go there, please bring the kids. It's a beautiful place, a lot of carnival games and carnival rides. There's a lot of different foods there, you know, from funnel cakes, corn dogs, type of food you'd see at a fair. And what's really cool is it's right on the beach, so there's so much more to do in that area than just that. But it's a fun place. But yeah, I've been very fortunate. When COVID hit last year in 2020, you know, all of us are trying to figure out ways to survive and make enough money to pay, either keep employees employed, keep ourselves employed, and pay the bills so that we didn't go under. And that was one of the, you know, that was one of the blessed situations that I ended up with, was I ended up being able to take this trailer and setting it up over there. And I was so happy when the health department, the city of San Diego, and everyone allowed us those permits, and we were able to contract with Belmont Park. It's been a great relationship. Well, and we're providing the public some fun food there, aside from, the, you know, there's a lot of options.
Well, yes, and again, you know, you know how to be able to do that food, you know, fresh in volume and high quality. So, you know, quite an addition to the area, because as you mentioned earlier in the interview, Charlie, what you do in terms of a food operation is very specialized, because you need to turn out large quantities of each of your menu items quickly. And, you know, they have to be consistent and has to be delicious. And there's a lot of R&D that goes into doing something like that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I love what I do. I love that part of it. You know, all of us, we need to eat at the same time for the most part. You know, most of us eat lunch and dinner. And so when you're talking about, you know, you come up with something, you have a good location, you have a crowd, and then everybody, you know, somebody rings the bell and everybody wants to eat. You got to be able to put it out correctly, in a healthy fashion, in a fresh fashion, and it has to make sense. Otherwise, you're not able to make any money. You're going to lose your spot. But I've been so blessed over the 3 decades that I've been doing this. You know, I feel like I've done a good job in the sense of trying not to screw that up.
Charlie, and all good wishes in continuing in that vein. Charlie, just to give our listeners, as we're needing to conclude, an idea of the size of your operation at the Orange County Fair. Now, of course, we know you're not running at your full complement of employees this year, just because of the difficulty as far as recruiting the talent that you need. But in a normal time at the Orange County Fair for your 4 stands, how many workers would you have staffing all of that in the various shifts that you need to do?
Yeah, normally we have around 300 employees and about 15 managers. Right now we have about 200 employees and about 10 managers. And the biggest difference, I guess, is in the normal situation with the 300 employees, it would be about 50% underage, under 18, and then 50% adults over 18. Whereas this year we're running at about 85% 15 and 16-year-olds and 15% adults. And I have to say, they're doing a phenomenal job. I'm so blessed to have them. A lot of kids from the Santa Ana School District and just many of the high schools around Costa Mesa, the area. And without them, I don't know what we would have been able to do, because it's been tough. It's been a tough market with labor this year. But I do have a couple hundred employees. They're doing it. They're doing an amazing job, with the majority of them being under 18.
Charlie, that is the good news as far as all of this is concerned. I know coming out of COVID is you know, been very difficult, and there's a challenge around every corner. But, you know, you manage the best you can, and for the most part, the public would not be aware of what's going on, which is an important thing. Ladies and gentlemen, the master of fun food, Chicken Charlie Bogosian. Charlie, all good wishes, and we look forward to seeing you before August 15th. You know, keep up being Chicken Charlie. We love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm honored to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
You are more than welcome. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, yes, Chef Andrew Gruhl. And we're talking about faux chicken, so you're going to want to be listening to this. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.